one of the longtime staples at the State Fair of Texas is the Belgian waffles. And they've had the same location right there by the Centennial Building, not too far from where we are.
Yeah.
We're in the Embarcadero Building. Mike Rogers, Austin York with you. Your mid-morning mic check continues at the State Fair of Texas. And right now we are going to bring in, and I think I said earlier that you were the inventor of the Belgian waffle. Not quite correct, though, right?
That is not correct.
But you're close. You know a lot about the Belgian waffle.
I know everything there is to know about Belgian waffles. My father brought them here in 1964.
Oh, okay.
Mark Zabel is with us right now, and he's brought a tray and with two of these spectacular Belgian waffles on them, and something new this year, Mark. What's this?
So in the food court, I have a new booth that, well, I rebranded a booth that's called Waffle Works, and I'm doing waffles on a stick, and you have your choice of having it dipped in Belgian white milk or dark chocolate with your choice of toppings. A white with Oreo, a milk with mini M&Ms, and a dark with sprinkles.
Yeah, I see those M&Ms right there.
I think that white one looks like the winner for me, the Oreo one.
So go back to 1964. How did this start?
My father was a newly practicing attorney and saw in Time magazine a picture of a clown eating a waffle. And it was from the 63 World's Fair. He grabbed my mom, said, I want to go see this. They flew to New York, saw the line, and my dad came back. He wrote a letter to the fair saying he had exclusive rights to bring Belgian waffles to the fair. He wrote the guy that owned the Belgian waffles, said he had exclusive rights to the fair. And he had neither. And
so he's kind of fibbing here.
Oh, yeah, he was full of it.
So your parents got on a plane and flew all the way to New York to eat a Belgian waffle.
They did.
God, that's hardcore.
And then they lied their way to get it here in the state of Texas.
Well, and the funny thing was he actually got a letter back from the fair saying thanks but no thanks. So he went on about his day, and then his mother's friend worked at the fair and saw him about 3 weeks before the fair started and said, we're so excited to see Norman. She said, what are you talking about? So my dad had to fly to Seattle, cut a deal with the guy, had everything, and brought it all here.
For those who don't know, the difference between a Belgian waffle and a regular old Waffle House waffle is what?
Belgian waffle is a pastry waffle. It's not a breakfast waffle. It's very light, airy. It's made with a yeast-based batter.
Yeah, so it's much more flaky and everything.
It
like
is.
That instead of the
real. And these in front of us right now, they of course got the whipped cream and the strawberries and the syrup and the powdered sugar on top.
No syrup. We only use real whipped cream, real strawberries, and powdered sugar.
And the powdered sugar.
Is the syrup a no-no? It's like once that touches it ruins everything.
It's a pastry. It's not a breakfast waffle. I mean,
that makes sense.
Let's listen
Keep
to you.
Keep your damn syrup out of there.
Is Zabel a Belgian name?
It is not.
That's what I thought. Okay. This is what we've got here, the Belgian waffles. These are spectacular.
So how has this grown in popularity? It seems like every year that I always hear about certain things. And the Belgian waffles actually is one of the things I hear about a lot at the State Fair. How exciting is our fans when they come through here?
Oh, it's great. I mean, we have the same people that come opening day, and that's the first stop as they hit us. I mean, 60 years, same location. We're actually the only concession listed in the State Fair of Texas history of the book. So it's kind of nice.
Beautiful. All right. And you just got the one stand, right?
I've got the one at the Esplanade and then Waffle Works inside the food court.
Perfect.
Oh, okay, both.
Mark, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for the
samples.
An enormous thank you for bringing the samples. We appreciate
people
that.
People at the station are going to love you.
Yep, they are. They're about to get a treat. That's Mark Zabel, the Belgian waffle guy at the State Fair of Texas.